I haven't been doing well. It's like ever since I got the Botox shots, it's been getting worse and worse. So I hope that it's just taking a little bit of time for the Botox to get going. But I was really disappointed yesterday. I mean, because I was looking forward to feeling better, and then I'm getting worse, which is not my favorite thing to happen. Did you guys yesterday morning? Who did you? Did you go to Second Peter? Did you teach some? Who taught? So you didn't. We didn't. So we're back in Second Peter. You're really evil. You know that.
Our regular teacher never makes us do that.
All right. In verse 10, we talked about extensively, talking about chiefly them that walk after or pursue a course of action, join themselves to a course of action. After the flesh and the lust of uncleanness, despising governments, presumptuous are they, self-willed, and not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Oh, God. Remember, dignities will speak evil as blasphemo, to blaspheme, which means to deny the foundation. Dignities is the word doxa, which is the glory of God, which means the finishedness of God's work. Therefore, rather than seeing that it's finished, that it's perfect, and seeing the New Jerusalem, they look and see after their senses and make judgments about it, whether it's politics or their own personal life or anything else. And so they are, in effect, blaspheming the glory of God, the doxa. Do you understand that?
It's blaspheming because the glory of God is His being in control of everything.
Yes? Right.
And so when we think we've got things going on, ideas about how things ought to be, then we're messing up that.
I had to repent fervently yesterday because I was so disappointed that the shots didn't work, because I was speaking evil of the glory of God based on my own perceptions. Do you understand that?
Yeah, when we prayed for you last night, that was the difficulty of praying, to not see it as God's hand.
Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as brute beasts, as natural, what it's, instead of being born from above, it says they are born of the natural. And so they make judgments based on the natural rather than judgments based on the Spirit. Born again means, it means a lot of things, but it means born from above. It means existent from this first estate. It means that you have been literally a new creation. The sperm of God was in you. That sperm joined with the egg of the New Jerusalem, and a new creature was, that has no truck with the old. I'm talking right now about natural brute beasts in verse 13 or verse 12.
Could we go back to 11 for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas angels, which are greater in power, might bring not railing accusations against them. What's them? Who's them?
Well, it refers to Jude, since you want to go to Jude so badly.
Not really. Because everybody's always thinking that the thing about speak evil of dignities, nobody thinks that it means what you said it means. It's like saying something bad about George Bush or the Pope or your mother or something.
Well, it does. It means that.
It does?
It means don't speak evil against anything. Because he used the example in Jude. In verse 8, Jude 8, it's likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuked thee." In other words, he's saying the angels, which are greater in ability and power and everything else, even they didn't bring accusations against Satan, much less bring accusations against mere men.
Wait.
And they don't bring accusations against circumstances, the way things are. They don't say things should be different than they are. They know God's in control.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, because Satan is doing whatever God's wanting him to do, and it's fulfilling his purpose. So they don't. To do that would be to do the same thing.
The angels would be saying something's wrong. So in 11 here, then, the accusation against them could be individuals,
anything.
Situations, it doesn't matter. It's whatever you say is wrong.
That's right.
You're wrong.
Okay. Well, this is a biggie. It's especially big in a marriage because that's where it's most revealed. The second biggest place is in the intimacy of a body or a community. But then you have to extend it. You can't speak evil. You can't judge down anything. But these, as natural brute beasts, to them, Jesus isn't Lord. Their judgments are Lord. Now, it's easy to say to them, what about to you? If things don't go your way, are you speaking evil of them? You bring railing accusations in your mind against them, whether it's a circumstance, a person, a situation, a place. I wonder why this was so important for you to understand. Is there anybody that doesn't understand this? No man speaking by the Spirit of the Lord can say that Jesus is accursed. And you say that he's accursed if you see something is wrong. No man speaking by the Spirit of God, except by the Spirit of God, can say Jesus is Lord. If you say he is Lord, then everything is exactly as it should be. It's finished. And he took it to the extreme, which is what the good writers here also do. They took it to the extreme of in the Jewish mind, of arguing about the body of Moses. Or you can take it to the further extreme by believing that, it's
telling Jesus he doesn't have to be crucified.
Yeah.
They're saying.
All right. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. In other words, that's their purpose. They are made to be taken and destroyed. That the test of his seed, of his people, might be pristine.
I wasn't reminded of this that everything is in order. God is in order. It's like I don't always believe that. I was with my mother the other day, and my brother's going to move back with his wife back over to Pleasant Grove. Her mother, she doesn't want to go. But she really doesn't have anywhere else to go. So, it was a real big deal for me yesterday not to try and do like I did once before when we were just listening to my mom and we were not communicating with my brother about the situation over there.
Right.
And, he got upset and he was hurt by that. So, part of me wanted to get in there and do something and make something happen. So, thinking that my mother could have peace of mind and be happy and secure and all that stuff. And just to, sit there and say, okay, and not do nothing. See that, this is God. God is in there. And that, I don't have to get all broke down about it. I'm trying to be a hero.
Amen.
What do you think?
They speak evil of things they understand not. Speak evil is blasphemy. Again, it repeats it. It's blasphemo. They speak evil of things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Or a better translation, they shall be destroyed but in their own destruction or their own judgments. Now it gets rough. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Now, what is the reward of unrighteousness?
It's the wages of sin.
It's the wages of sin as death.
The opposite of the fruit of the Spirit.
It's the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. The reward of they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, no matter how it looks. That's why the exhortation is: fret not yourself because of evildoers, of self-seekers who prosper in their way. You can sit there or stand there, and you can be assured that if someone is moving in the direction and towards self-seeking, that their destruction is assured. Don't give it a second thought. Especially don't give it a second thought with regard to you comparing. And once you compare, then you desire. As they count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Riot is cannot believe how they came up. This must be a word that is so different than what it means now. Now rioting means to have mob action out in the street. You have a community service worker. Sorry, come in.
This means to watch football on TV.
No, this means, it means...
¿Quieres quedar aquí?
Okay. They count it pleasure to riot. The word riot means softness, effeminacy, luxurious living. But it has the sense of meaning to live off the money or the assets that they received from the following.
From what?
To live luxuriously off the money that they receive from their followers.
Ooh, you're kidding.
Wow. That's the way Weiss translates it.
Jeez.
They riot in the daytime. Spots are they. Spots they are in blemishes. Sporting is another, the word sporting there is another emphasis of living in luxury as opposed to living as a disciple. Living in luxury. Sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Well, it doesn't mean that's not the agape feast. This is the feast Well, it could be. But this is the idea that they're eating, they're saying they're eating the same thing.
Feasting on you?
No. They're saying they're eating of the one bread. But in fact, they're living in a luxurious, living off the bread of the world, or their followers, and living in the, as a natural brute beast. In luxury. Now this is, it's the whole idea of what does it mean if you have two coats and someone needs a coat, you give them a coat. In fact, if they need the coat more than you do, you give them the coat. Now what does this say about the luxurious of living, period? In your own castles. Do you understand me? This has to speak as much or more to your own heart than it does to criticize the Benny Hinns of the world.
In the daytime, it's like you do it without shame.
Yeah.
Something that you might do covered up or hidden, but the idea is that
you're doing this openly and with in the light. And justifying it.
This reminds me of the passage about is this the way you're supposed to fast? You fast for your own pleasure.
In Isaiah 58.
And we were reading last night about a vain thing to serve God. We walked
mournfully
before the Lord. You know, we've done these things in order to get stuff, and it's just all the same thing.
Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. Beguiling, it means to catch unstable souls with bait. Dangle bait in front of someone in order to gain a convert. Do you ever think about what Jesus said? He said, "He shall make you fishers of men," instead of Peter and the others who were fishers of fish. But what happens when fish, when they come out of the water, die? They've missed the whole point of that. What this is, it's like. And it's so tempting to do it. It's so tempting to go fish and then put them in an aquarium. So that, you know, it's what I used to say. I said this at the National Religious Broadcaster. I say, we're not fishes of men. We're keepers of a very small aquarium filled with dying fish. Because they believe. And you got to know, you also believe, because you would like to have more. Every time that somebody here thinks that you're failing because there isn't more people, then you, in effect, have desired to be the keepers of an aquarium instead of being a fisher of men. Am I communicating?
Yep.
Am I communicating, Harry? To me, it's not a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle there's one follower or two. I mean, these are the harshest words that can be spoken. Because every time I open my mouth, it produces death in me. And it certainly isn't any bait for you to become a follower. What's going on, Gary?
Well, I just think of your last sentence. It produces death in you, but life in me. And so, I mean, that sounds a little funny to say that it doesn't produce anything. It actually produces great life.
Well, it creates. It's because it's not creating life by numbers. It's not. Yeah.
That cannot be your concern. If that's your concern, then you're another.
That's why it says the Lord adds to your daily. But it's not our business.
Somebody was asking me last week about that time period when I was completely going broke. The sheriff was knocking on the door every day, and I kept running into you and kids. And to me, that was a pivotal point in my little story. And the things that you were saying to me at that time, you were not telling me how to fix my problem, and you were not telling me it was an attack of Satan, and you were not telling me there was something wrong. You were telling me that everything that was going wrong in my life was exactly right and was supposed to be going wrong. And that produced life in me. That called forth life in me. But it wasn't come to Bible study and get rich.
See, and that's the amazing thing. You know, he wasn't telling you how to be successful, how to get stuff, how to fix stuff. You're still here.
And I couldn't hear anything else. Everything else was just pops and buzzes.
I think that the natural brute beast, which sounds bad here, but that's the best that man can be. It kills you to speak the words of life, because your brute beast has to die to say those things, because they're totally opposite of everything that keeps you going.
The story that Joe Bob wrote, where it talked about when I first started teaching, I expected that there would be some of my old friends that would come and hear. I really did. And it was just... It was shocking. They not only did they want to come and hear, they thought I was absolutely crazy, and they avoided me at all cost. And I didn't, you know. What a shock that was. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, or children of the curse. The best that they can be is a child of the curse. And so the idea, I mean, there's a whole lot being written about these mega churches. And the one that I'm particularly interested in now, not because I never really paid any attention to him before, is Joel Osteen, the Lakewood Church in Houston. They bought the Astrodome. I think they bought it. Was it the Astrodome? One of those big, I think it was the Astrodome. It is yesterday. And his whole message is that Christians are champions. And it's how to become super successful as a Christian in the world.
Tilton considered that his home church.
Yeah. And here's the interesting thing about that. His brother is a guy named Justin Osteen. And Justin Osteen has become the supreme person for ministries to do their compensation research of what's the proper compensation for ministries. But it's just a joke. You got a cursed child teaching believers in the name of God that the only thing, and what they are really saying is, if you're not supremely successful, then you're not a child of God. You're not a champion. And his brother is the most successful, most important the definer of the salaries for all these people. So he's the one, Tilton, And all these guys are hiring him now. Benny Hinn and Tilton and everybody. Tilton does nothing. And I hope he's listening. He does absolutely nothing except sit in his house and they repackage these old programs. They haven't done a new program in 2 or 3 years. Because, as he said, his audience is a river, not a lake. So he doesn't care whether. His wife is at best an agnostic, more than likely an atheist. He is now named as an archbishop. She is named as a reverend. And I'll tell you in a minute. And they hired Justin Osteen for their compensation committee. And he is now, for doing absolutely nothing, he's getting $1.3 million. She's getting $520,000 a year. But they had to adjust the housing allowance that they got, because he was getting too much money for Justin to justify the housing allowance. So they gave $240,000 a year housing allowance to Maria and $150,000 housing allowance to Tilton. Now, you got to understand, the only place he's gaining any money is from, the only place he's on is on either BET, or which is the Black Entertainment Television, or the Word Network, which is a black-geared network in the western states. So he's taking these $25, $30 million a year from the most, by doing absolutely nothing. And the brother of the Lakewood Church, who's preaching that Christians are champions, says that he should, according to his compensation studies, gain $1 million a year plus, well, he and his wife, $1.5 million, whatever, plus almost $300,000 or over $300,000 housing allowance.
Maybe you ought to hire this guy.
But this is what's happening. Most of the people.
It's like, this is where it ends up when we start doing our little luxurious things in our own small little circles. That's why it's good to see that, because we're spiritually sanctified.
It's the same thing.
Last word.
Yeah. Now, what happens, we can't do it yet, what happens is, over the many years, he's given some money to the Ciudad Victoria in Mexico, and Bobby Crowell there, who's a legitimate preacher, has got a bunch of affiliates all over Mexico. And then he gives a little bit more money to this Daniel Dayandara in India. And he's affiliated with 2,000 churches, he says. So Tilton is now the archbishop over 3,000 churches.
And I bet those Indian guys are making $50 a week or something, like sort of like around here, you know.
Well, yeah, but
he's making $1.5 million.
That's another page out of Ewing likes to be the archbishop and wear a collar and go to the Vatican.
Get his picture in front of
the Vatican.
But my point is, it's not about them, it's about you and I. What are we doing that's in the same ballpark? There's no difference between being a believer and being a disciple. Some people say, well, that's for disciples. Well, I don't see any difference. I'm not saying you have to take a vow of poverty, but I am saying that if you have to meet need as you see it. Otherwise, anyway, anybody have any thoughts?
I have one that's not edifying. When you said that Justin Osteen has become the most successful person at this, it really made me laugh, because that's the old thing about the way you get an advertising account is you go to see the client and you say, we've made a study of the business, and the way to turn this thing around is to make you the star of the commercials.
I think it's sexist that she's only making half of what you think.
But she's an atheist. Anyhow.
She's a Cuban.
Well,
and she's not 26. She's Pete. She's 40, 43 or 44. And she's had, at Bob's direction, numerous plastic surgeries.
From the same plastic surgeon, probably.
Same one.
Well, for a million a year, you need 4 plastic surgeons.
All righty, take it, big guy.